Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Emma Laser, Sally Milson, HM, Kitty Lace Cosplay, Jacqueline Sheckle, Kim Void, Choptail, Jessica Reddy, Eleanor Corey, Elle Holson, Lil Mouse, Lewis Frampton, Joe Allington, Caitlin Cassidy, Kirsten Walker, Sarah Millman, Sadiger, Holly Robinson, King Kale. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 150 of the Rustyquill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex, and along with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Yep.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Alan Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Still the birthday girl.
Yay! Oh wait, sell side butter.
Yep.
And Azu.
And Ben, I want you to know that I enjoy that you're getting more pain from them. I actually reintroduced them because everyone was like, why did you stop? So I was like, you know what? Give the people what they want.
I think more directly it was, don't give Ben what he wants.
That's what I said, right? It's It's that meme where it's like, corporate want you to spot the difference, that there is no difference. Cool. So we are going to pick up where we left off, which is there is a closed door behind you.
Okay.
And on the other side of the closed door is a big cave full of sadness and misery.
Like, so I know that this isn't the most comfortable spot, but we, as far as I can tell, we have a lot of rock between us and any potential Kraken attempts. And while the situation inside that room is horrific, it doesn't seem particularly dynamic, right? Like, nothing is changing there. Nothing is particularly more threatening. So what I can say is that if we had a rest now, we could probably take on whatever might be coming in future.
On the other side of the
door. I am actively in love with Cell's ability to describe a situation. That is the most efficient description ever. I love it.
I mean, I think I agree. And apart from anything else, if we wait, we're showing gone.
If maybe... I'm outvoted. I'll keep first watch. Now get some rest.
You know, the drugs might start wearing off. It might even improve the situation. I mean, maybe.
It might. We should possibly be prepared for, if their memories come back, some significant trauma. So, you know, being...
Yeah.
Do you have any abilities to make people sleep? I know that magic people sometimes...
Four people at a time.
How many thousands of kobolds can you affect with sleep?
No, but this is, like, these two.
Four. not four thousands. Four.
I mean these two. Here, if we're going to rest, and then, like, if halfway through the night, and they don't get their dose, they begin to realize how terribly wrong everything is, and then you can help them sleep, and then they will rest through it. And honestly, I have found that one of the best things for trauma is safety and sleep. You know, it's...
I could make these kobolds sleep if we want them to. You mean now, or...
No.
We should, in the morning.
In case they have trouble, I think, is what sells.
I think morning, but...
Yeah, like, okay. We don't hurt them, but we also protect them until they can look after themselves.
I'm going to cast Endure Elements on myself and maybe on Skrark, because it will last 24 hours, and if I'm about to sleep and... I'll be able to start casting more spells again, so might as well use them up.
That's a good idea. Unfortunately, my spells only work on me because I concoct the potions, but I will do that for myself. You're an excellent little buddy. Well done, little buddy.
As a reminder, your big bells and whistles new spells, even if you are resting,
are not going to
reactivate. These are for all of the ones that you already have. Your big bells and whistle ones will only come at the end of the dungeon. You need more time than just a hurried nap in a stone corridor to sort of trigger that.
We're taking a long rest.
Yeah.
Even with that, you're not getting... I'm specifically saying you're not getting new spells... As in, like, you are replenishing
or the benefits of new spells and new feats, but basically everything else?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yeah.
Right, okay.
So when will we get those?
Basically, once you're out of dungeon.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm taking first watch. Get some rest.
Thank you.
So, as I said, I will cast Endure Elements on myself and on Skrark, and it lasts 24 hours.
So, can you please give me a perception check, Zolf? You're on first watch, yes?
Yep.
I'm also getting Endure Elements on myself.
That's fine.
27.
As would you settle down with Skrark around your neck?
I think I'd gently unhook him.
That's fine.
And, like, just put him down.
Skrark basically goes, and the three kobolds that you have now basically seem to form a pile. Like, it's a natural thing. They literally just clump up the way that, say, like... Honestly, like lizards do, basically. They clump together. It helps with the...
I would like to sleep near them, but not in the pile.
That's fine. But yeah, they've clumped
soon,
up.
Soon, though. your dragon yourself is showing.
Your watch passes... completely uneventfully.
Good.
Beyond the fact that Skrark seems to settle down partially from almost like trauma catatonia to asleep of sorts. That's as much as you're really going to notice.
Once it's over, I'll wake up Azu.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll take watch.
Azu takes watch. Can you give me a perception check, please?
Yep.
Oh, that was so close to being a two. That's a 31.
With a natural 20.
Yeah.
It teetered on the edge, listeners. It teetered. There was
tension. Was that a 30 or a 31, just so I know? Hypothetically.
It's a 31.
Nice.
Mm. Well, it was a natural 20, though, which is sometimes more important.
I mean, it's not a guarantee of something. No, it's fine. I'm just messing with you. So you, on your watch, discern a few things. The kobolds that you have just met... effectively, they lie down and just lie there with their eyes open for a while.
Ooh.
At some point during your shift, Zolf, they close their eyes. Azu, by your point, you can see them starting to transition into actual sleep as opposed to an order to rest. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So they're now starting to match up a little bit with Skrark in terms of their, like, the breathing of sleep. I don't know how else to put it. Mm. You also discern... At first, you don't even notice it because there's the discerning the noises is quite difficult because there's the gentle like hum of machinery, maybe like the sound of like the occasional like drip or shifting earth or whatever, but nothing about to collapse or anything. But you do definitely start to hear the sounds of activity on the other side of the door.
Mm-mm.
Not frenzied activity, not a cacophony, but it's gone from there's no noises to. There's rattling noises. With that perception, you realise that you're hearing movement from the cells nearest to the door. Not like bang, 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 just subtle movements.
They're no longer standing like weird statues, probably.
Potentially. Additionally, you also, very, like, towards the end of your watch, mechanically, for obvious reasons, at the end of your watch, you hear footsteps approaching. Big, heavy, booted ones. Mm-mm. Not small, tappy, cobbled ones.
Oh dear.
From which direction?
Further down the corridor that you are in, not back towards
the door.
Okay,
so where we're heading?
Yes, where you were heading to.
So is this worth bearing in mind that we have to actually take 12 hours or...
Mechanically, here's what's happening. This is happening when you've all got your stuff back.
Okay, fine.
So we'll lay on hands and everything back?
Yeah.
Oh, the relief in Helen's face.
I am going to throw you a bone. Your ability for poison, like your lay on hands now cures poison thing, I'm going to allow.
Thank you, because we have been in an alchemy lab for, like...
I think thematically it is an appropriate time for that to start kicking in.
Same.
I think that if I was Aphrodite and I literally played favourites, which apparently they do...
Okay.
Booted boots are a-booting towards you.
I wake everyone up.
Oh, what?
Because you were on watch, you were already wearing all your armour and stuff.
There's someone coming. Other side.
I guess... We get ready and see who they are.
Yep.
There's not really any places to hide in this long, straight corridor.
Do we want to maybe, like, you know, spread out slightly? Because if someone can throw a explosive, then, you know, it's nice to not.
Should we wake the kobolds as well?
Let them sleep.
We'll wake them
in case they're killed.
Yeah.
All right. I pat the kobolds.
Skrark awakens first. Skrark seems a lot more with it than normal. Skrark is taller than you remember, amongst other things. I mean that literally. Skrark is literally taller than you remember. And the other ones seem a little bit more, well, a lot more cautious and curious around you. A little bit more watchful. They're less, like, basically zombified, as it were. Mm-hmm. And a bit more like, okay, what? There is a very hurried conversation between Skrark and the others. Hamid, you won't have time to tell the others. It's basically they're all right. Let's trash this place and everyone in it.
Yay!
Apart from these guys. That's the conversation, as close as I can get.
Sure.
The others are a little bit, in the nicest way possible, the others are still a little bit dim as Skrark was. So Skrark's conversation, by the way, I'm not going to dive into the RP of this now, is actual conversation. The others are a little bit more like, whereas Skrark's actually talking. But that's an RP for another time, because our boots are walking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The very small thing is that I put Draconic in my level up.
That will begin to come into effect soon.
So I only hear that Skrark is talking about destroying. I think I caught that word. So just cast Hamid a very worried look.
Can everyone please roll me initiative? I sincerely doubt it's going to come into play much, though.
Okay.
21.
Oof.
22.
Oh, yeah, I hate it.
Oh, wait, no, you said new feet. No new feats.
It's passive, I allow it. Oh, wait, no. Is it a feat that you got it from?
Yeah. Improved initiative.
No.
Oh, it's still 19. No, wait, it's 18.
There you go.
I had so many emotions about
today. 15.
Bryn, 15.
18.
Oh.
Shall I
Who has the higher dexterity?
Who do you think?
I definitely do. Definitely.
I have to ask these questions. Right, Zolf, you are up first. I am going to say that there is a surprise round. There is a slight bend in the corridor. 60 feet down. They pass the slight bend. We are in a surprise round. They are... I don't think they're even aware of you yet, but you can all see them. That's what we're at.
Okay, what do they look like?
They are a lad and or bloke. To be specific, they are a quite weighty, as in like overweight, bordering on kind of portly, jowly, quite tall, maybe like pushing 6 foot, human, male, shaved head, couple of piercings in one ear, wearing leathers and carrying what appears to be a... have you seen this yet? No, actually, no, you probably wouldn't have seen one yet. A wind-up torch.
Okay.
Like a...
No, like the one that we use in the catacombs.
Yes, but you wouldn't have seen one here yet.
And he's also Cell hasn't seen one.
He's carrying one of them. It is European technology, for what it's worth.
How's he dressed?
He is dressed in non-armour kind of... You know what he's dressed in? He's dressed in Evil Lair faceless mook costume. You can see his face, I'm afraid. Visors haven't progressed yet. But he is wearing a jumpsuit with literally some like weird... It's basically a QR code. And he has like pouches on his belt.
Little name tag saying J. Doe.
I think you'll find it's T. Smith.
How far away?
60 feet.
Very important question. Blue veins.
Oh, no.
So I can't charge him.
You know what? I'd say he's exactly charging distance, because I want him to be.
Yeah, sure. Glaive on, charge him, call shot to the leg.
Proceed.
Yeah, that's a... don't threaten a critical, but it is a 29.
To hit?
31.
31 to hit.
Plus 2.
I'm afraid I miss it. I'm kidding. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a monster.
It's a mimic guard. No, you're fine.
That is 19 damage to his leg.
He's just down immediately.
Oh, okay.
Oof. He's technically not unconscious, actually,
good.
Now I
That's
think about it.
What I didn't want.
If anyone wants him to be unconscious, though, you take your turn. You can make this happen, just so you all know.
I guess, would I be allowed to, as he goes down, clamp my hand over his mouth? Is that allowable, or have I done too much this round?
Mechanically, it's not allowable. However... I'm not going to lie, this is flavour. This person, you are now all restocked up. This is grossly overmatched.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
going to allow
it's
it.
It's more ice cream and alert the other 20 guards.
It's fine.
Fine.
Like I said, this is entirely flavourful. You're fine. With that in mind, Cell.
Mm-hmm.
You are currently up. Zolf has single, like, hitted this person down to the ground and covered their mouth. They're still conscious. Do you choose to do anything with that?
I... stroll over very quickly and say, "Oi!" in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Like, what on earth are you doing here? This is like some kind of horrible prison. Not to, like whatever it takes with the how many seconds I have.
About that.
Yeah. Some kind of horrible prison energy potion alchemy. This is a crime against alchemy and kobolds, and also probably some kind of convention.
And now I'm stopping you.
Yeah.
Cell does talk quicker than most, but at the same time I have to draw a limit.
Yeah,
Azu, you're up.
I want to go over and like glare intimidatingly.
That's fine. Hamid.
I saunter over and cast Detect Thoughts.
That's fine.
I concentrate on this person. Please make a will save for this person.
What's the DC?
16.
They fail their will save spectacularly.
I can now hear their surface thoughts for the next few minutes.
Okay, let me get this right. Their surface thoughts are...
Are they translated?
No, if they're all in Japanese, it's useless. Which is a high probability, but it's still...
I have a way of doing this, basically. So the surface thoughts are as follow. Japanese. Japanese. That's their surface thoughts.
Good use of a spell slot, Bryn. Well done. High class.
I don't
players
know
always.
What you expected. They got glaived in a surprise round. Arg and Japanese. The system works. I'm going to drop out of initiative because I feel like it might be overkill. But loving the enthusiasm there.
Well,
I'll
Good work.
Is Cell continuing to rant?
Cell is continuing to rant in Japanese at this person. Wait. They're extremely...
I'm just going to look at you until you stop.
Can everyone give me a perception roll?
Yeah.
24.
Mm-hmm.
Also 24.
29.
20.
Everyone notices Skrark is going to murder this man.
Ooh.
And the others are probably going to help. He is literally approaching it. He has picked up the spear. He is going to murder this man in front of you, just so that you know. You have enough time to react.
I shout at the kobolds to stop in Draconic.
The smaller ones do, Skrark doesn't. You have
basically, I'm going to allow everyone to take a turn because Skrark is, because he's doing the slow approach. He is not charging. He will, like, you all know this. He will murder this man unless someone intervenes. Just FYI. Azu?
Azu notices Skrark is coming and is just sort of like, probably shouldn't let this.
What action are you taking? I need to know. Everyone's getting a chance to take an action.
Azu is going to go over to Skrark and put like a gentle hand on his chest and be like, we might... He doesn't speak Japanese.
That's fine.
Just sort of try and say with her face, slow down.
Sell.
Yeah, what? Yes?
And Hamid? Oh, you gave the order, didn't you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I guess that's not a standard action.
No, that's...
If Azu doesn't successfully stop Skrark, I have a standard action I can take, but I'm basically holding
that's
it
fine.
For now.
Skrark stops at Azu's hand.
Can I have my reaction turned?
Yes, as long as it's for things that aren't going to involve unpinning this guy.
Sell.
Yes.
Tell him to answer our questions. If he makes a noise, I'll kill him.
You, we have questions, and you will die if you do not answer them.
Sorry, I've been working on my pronunciation.
We can make the pain not stop, but be maybe slightly less for a little bit of time if you answer. So what are our questions?
I am going to jump to Skrark. So Skrark is stood extremely assertively and tall, whereas before they were being kind of twitchy and frankly more lizardy. That's kind of gone. He's stood fully erect, tail is perfectly still, and he just looks Azu dead in the eyes and says, move.
In English?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In which case I say, we need to talk to him first, at least.
Move now.
Skrark.
He's all snarl with a big old spear that's not pointed at you.
That's good to know.
Skrark, we're going to make him pay for what he's done to all of you.
Yes.
We need to find out what he knows first. Or can you tell us about the rest of these caverns?
I'm not going to reply a diplomacy check.
I'm going to get involved if I hear Skrark speak English. Once he's answered our questions, we'll let you kill him. Just wait a bit. In English, obviously, so.
Fine. Skrark's colour has also begun to change.
Ooh.
Currently, it is coming out as quite red. It's gone from, quite faded, quite, like I was saying, it's kind of a little bit more drab, to it's becoming quite vibrantly red.
It's mating season.
Very much so. He is stood stiff as a board. Like, he is... You can see cords standing out on his neck as he stands there and waits for your interrogation. And I think that's a nice part to take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to Murdering People That Deserve It. Is it ethical?
We're all murderers, so we think it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Precedent has already been set multiple times.
We're all professional murderers.
Cell hasn't professionally murdered people with this
group. On camera, fair, and maybe not at all. No.
With that in mind, then, we come back in. Skrark is going to be silent and still, waiting for the chance to stab the person a lot.
I would like to cast another spell. The spell I would like to cast is Comprehend Languages.
Are you able to maintain concentration on Detect Thoughts and have Comprehend Languages?
Neither of them require concentration to be maintained. They are just ongoing effects.
Oh my.
Combo!
That's fine. I will give you the surface level thoughts in Japanese and then allow other people to sort of weigh in conversation-wise, okay? Surface level thoughts are as follows. Ag, my leg, My goddamn leg. Ah. Oh my god, it hurts. Bleep this place. Bleep these people. I'll never walk again. And then iterations upon that.
I will share my newfound understanding with the rest of the group.
Leg hurts, got it. Right, so, you know, what, when, where, why? Who are you? Is there a way out? What's going on here? You know, the standard kind of stuff. I'm going to heal his leg so he shuts up.
Okay, cool. Okay, we can interrogate. I've got something for this.
Can I deal with the heal first, sure, and then the interrogation?
Yeah, I cast Calming Touch. So that's 11, and it removes fatigued, shaken, and sickened. Shaken might, you know, it's also RP-wise, it's a calming touch.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he at least stops screaming.
I take my hand off of his mouth when he stops screaming because he has been told, mm-hmm, and has his chance.
His mouth is closed.
I have my glaive at his throat.
That's fine. Mm.
Cell asks, how many of you are there?
I'm going to have to answer everything twice, for detect, mm-hmm, thoughts and for vocals.
Mm-hmm.
In Japanese, the answer is... loads of us. Mm-hmm. His thought is, oh God, I'm the only one on shift. I'm going to have to keep these answers short for obvious reasons.
I say, yeah, in not Japanese...
English, yeah.
He.
Oh, because you can also understand the Japanese as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I say what he said.
That's fine.
You say what he thought.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Here's
sorry.
What we'll do. From now on,
now,
unless you say otherwise,
yes,
everyone has complete knowledge of the information apart from the kobolds, because whilst Grok knows the word move and a couple of other basics, it's probably going to fly above his head if you're talking quickly.
Also, they're suffering from angery.
Oh, yeah, all the angry. In fact, I believe most of what they're hearing is... You are up, Lid. Continue your interrogation.
What is this for? What is this hideous prison for?
The answer is, well, you know, the kobolds. I don't...
the
thought is he's still thinking about how he's the only one on shift. And he's also thinking that, God, I'm the only one on shift, and most of the rest are in the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, there's a tunnel back to the... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I say that he thought that.
Okay. Where is the tunnel? To the mainland. What? To the island. Out of here. You know that tunnel?
I'm not going to require an intimidate check. You're all just terrifying.
If I thought that we needed it, I would cast Focus Scrutiny.
There's no need to.
But contextually, no need.
There's really not. He's just like, if you follow this, you go through the barracks, and then there's the basically the central command, and then you just through to the tunnel.
Okay, how do we let the kobolds out?
Why would you let the kobolds out? They're kobolds.
I don't understand.
Meanwhile,
nor can I.
I want to be angry at him.
Additional thoughts. Gods, I hope the tunnel ambush worked. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
Oh, I relate that.
Who are you ambushing?
What? How do you? I'm not ambushing anyone. I'm on shift.
Who were the people in the tunnel ambushing? What happened to my village?
Who are you? What's going on?
Just shakes him. Physically shakes
him. That's fine. Now it's mostly just like, what the hell is going on?
Fun fact, when Cell shakes him, obviously his neck's going to get cut. Not like deadly, but I've got my glaive there. Which is fine, but it's going to have an uncomfortable time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, what were they going out of the tunnel to do?
But I will say, easy, Cell.
They're not going... What? They go out to get supplies and stuff.
We're going to need to check my... We need to rescue the kobolds first, because we're here. And then I need to check on Jasper and
Thor
the others.
Thor pops
in
into
English,
his head. Let me get this right. Oh, crap. These are the people we're meant to be ambushing.
I think they had set an ambush in the tunnel.
He's really
us.
Quite concerned and upset at this realisation.
I think that we got here by the boat and they didn't expect that.
Okay, focus on the kobolds, the underground crime, not the above ground crime.
We're going to get back to Jasper soon.
It's going to be okay. So,
for everyone who doesn't speak Japanese, prisoner suddenly seems way more on board with talking. Don't know what happened, but it's just a bit of an attitude change.
Well, we do, because he was told us.
As long as you've been telling, then that.
In fact, I assume that you'd be relaying that in English, so he doesn't.
Yes,
know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm saying what. I hear.
We have a cycle going where we all know what he says.
Cool. So you made it through the.
You don't need to know that. How do we let the kobolds out?
I ask him about the green eyes. What that means?
Why are their eyes green? And how do we make them better? Why have they been drugged? What have you done to them? And yes, I do realize that this is too many questions. But
which do you want answering? Scrog's now getting a little bit impatient.
What have you done to the kobolds?
Big Boss just. He just used the juice on them. They're all doing what they're told, like they should. I don't understand.
How long does it take to run out?
I don't know, like a day?
A day, okay. And how do we stop... How do we let them out? How do we open the cages?
I mean, they've got doors. Open the doors.
Is there a button that controls all of them? Because there's a lot of doors in there.
Hey, tell you what. Mm-hmm. I think the kobolds will know if they're doing maintenance, so we'll let them free themselves, and we'll get rid.
What did you guys do?
Cell is going to turn around, and then in their emergent draconic they're going to say to the team. So the juice that he used, I knew it was a catalyzing thing. That's also being used to control the kobolds. But if it only takes a day to wear off, right? So we can they'll be okay in like a day. It's gonna be okay.
No. The guy's piping up. You really don't want to let them out.
Why?
They're basically just feral. They'll just go after everyone. You don't want to do that.
They'll go after you because you kept them in a cage.
I mean, yeah, but they'll bring this place down on us.
Turns around to the,
two birds, one stone.
Turns around to
that's what
the
I was singing.
Kobolds and says because I must. These words would have been used within context, like your friends will be okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll allow that.
Yeah,
or at least close enough.
The friends they will be okay.
Scrog, without turning away, gives an order to the other two kobolds, Hamid for your benefit, and maybe a little bit of Cell. Start letting them out.
Yeah,
and they run off. They literally just scarper back to the door and start reaching up to.
Open the doors. Is there? And then turns around. Like, is there a manual override to open all the doors?
You can't. They're just monsters. They will just kill everything.
No, they won't.
Right. I think we're done here. Yep. Hey, Scrark. Have at him.
I let go of Scrark.
I keep my glaive at this man's throat.
So I am going to do an artful pull aside.
Yes.
As Scrark goes up with murder in his eyes and a spear in his hand, we're going to cut briefly away to the cavern proper. In the cavern proper, I'm going to give you a description that your characters won't necessarily know, but I'm kind of assuming free information. The door's going to be left open. Blah, blah, blah. The kobolds, the amount of green in their eyes has decreased to no more than you were seeing in the others and were failing perception checks on, which is a tiny little green ring. That's basically all that's going on now at this point. A few of them are shifting around. What they're starting to do is start to look, for instance, slightly uncomfortable, among other things. They're not rioting, but they're fidgeting.
Oh, they
which
should
is,
riot.
Take a moment and consider the sound of tens of thousands of people fidgeting. It's louder than you might think.
Yeah.
The two that are out are immediately sort of basically opening the nearest doors and then trying to talk to the ones who are nearest. They're in a worse state than the two that that were there, and unfortunately they don't really seem to be able to help at this stage, so they're basically being left in front of their doors, and then they're starting on the next ones and the next ones. They're running across the walkways. A couple of the others are starting, who were on the walkways, have started kind of reacting. They start making a little gang, effectively, and where the walkways converge.
Freedom pyramid scheme.
Basically, a posse is forming in the platform where the lift is. We are going to return to the guard. Let's call him. Is very much dispatched. Did you stay to support / supervise Scrog, or did you just leave him to do his business?
Cell walked away.
Yeah,
I stayed.
Okay, cool. It was.
What about Hamid?
Hamid stayed.
It was positively vicious. It was unnecessarily so, by which I mean it went way beyond even once the person was dead. And Scrark enjoyed it a lot. A lot.
Scrock.
Hmm?
Glad you can understand me now. Right. Here's what's going to happen. Your lot are letting everyone out, right? You know how this place works.
Scrock's frowning a little bit. Too fast.
You and your friends...
points at Hamid and says in Draconic, translate.
Right. Wait, I don't know that. Yeah.
Hamid does.
That's fine.
Okay, right.
And now we can continue.
So, you and your lot are letting everyone out, right? You know how this place works, yeah?
Hmm.
So, we're going to get rid of the other contingent while we leave, because we got to go out through that ambush tunnel, but from the wrong way, which is great. I think we've dealt with showing this place is yours.
Why would we want it?
Don't know. Do what you want with it. If you want to destroy it, destroy it. If you want to keep it, keep it.
Is there enough food down here for you? Because if you want to come up to the
have you come back?
Sel walks away from the vicious slaughter.
We're standing next to this man's
corpse. Probably would have given them time, and then when the slaughtering sound stops. Yeah.
So if you come back, you come back.
Comes back.
I just want to make it clear that we're standing next to this person.
Looks deeply sad, but asks some practical questions.
Sure.
In halting Draconic.
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough food for you here?
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's fine.
You could visit my village. We have tea.
Your rapport seems to have somewhat lessened.
Yeah. That's not... it's an offer of support.
Again, he's beyond stern.
Mm. No, that's fine. Yeah. Seems appropriate.
It's fine.
Right. You good?
Mm.
Good luck. Mm. We should go. I was always speaking in English. We're done here. We've got show in. Kobolds will get themselves out. We'll go kill the rest of them.
Wait. Do you know anything about the squid? The giant... with
again, Hamid's translating and so on. So,
we'll try and say this in Draconic and fail, and eventually get.
Takes a moment. They've been. It's hard to remember everything. They've been erratic.
They were made here and they were maintained here, but they went out and they did stuff elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay. Right. He was beginning to lose control, presumably as maybe the veins were getting his brain in the last, 6 months or so, maybe? Okay. Maybe the cure for the veins he uploaded into them.
Maybe.
We can't know.
We need to talk to him when we get back. We can't really do anything more here. Mm. Either that, or we need to find a way to get onto or into one of those Kraken, which is a whole other problem.
Yeah.
Oh. Sel, for once, is not even, perky, that sounds like a fun problem.
Yeah.
It's like... yeah, and is still not looking at the man on the ground. Okay, so let's do this ambushing an ambush. It's like an ambush squared. Or cubed, I guess. Maybe it's many dimensions.
Oh, I hope there is another cube.
Let's get on.
Don't let them live.
We're not going to.
Scrock. If there are any left, we'll finish them.
Good to know.
Scrock, do you want my help?
Scrock turns around, picks up, I'd say, one of the packs that was on the guy's belt, it seems to be a little pack or something, and starts heading down the corridor, turns his back to you, heading down the corridor towards the main complex with the pack in one hand and the dagger in the other. He just gives a sort of wave with the dagger and he says, look after yourselves, little guys. And then heads down the corridor.
All right, little buddy.
Oh, Scott, one more thing. I'm going to run up to him and I'm going to say, I think you should have this too. And I'm going to hand him the stalking dagger that I found on the corpse of the rogue in the weird Cheshire room.
He grabs it, looks at it, and then handles it terrifyingly efficiently.
Ooh!
Somewhere Sasha gets a crush.
Gives a nod.
There's a lot. I mean, he did the backwards flip and all.
slides it into his belt, spear back over the shoulder.
Seems like you've got things under control. I hope I'll see you again. I owe you and the rest of the kobolds a debt, and I want to repay it sometime.
Scrock looks you dead in the eye and says, yeah, you do. And carries on walking down the corridor back towards the main complex and slams the door behind him.
Hamid looks a bit sad.
Is that from all the kobolds that you blasted?
Yeah.
That's all them.
Hamid feels super guilty about that.
Come on, Hamid.
Right, ambush, yeah.
Through the barracks. Let's go.
Reverse ambush.
So, do you head down the corridor?
Who ambushes the ambushers? Us. We do.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
So you head down the corridor. Although this is significantly less elaborate than the stuff that was beneath water and so on, it's also actually a lot more functional in that you reach an intersection and there are signs in Japanese. One says barracks. One says holding pens. And then the others say... One says basically...
Assuming the holding pen sign is back the way we've
just
come.
Yeah. One says administration and another says processing. I'm assuming you carry on to the barracks as that's where you were told the tunnel is. You don't have to. Do as you will.
We've been to Showin's secret lair, so we've probably got everything that's useful, right?
Mm.
Yeah, Zolf will just turn down the barracks thing, but obviously...
You know, by the way, from the blueprints that you looked at, as far as cave systems go, the natural cave systems are just expansive, and of the ones that appeared to be worked, it's a significant amount of like real estate, let's call it. This isn't a place where you can go, cool, I'd like to roll a perception check and search the place. You're asking to deconstruct a military city.
You're probably right. Are you sure we shouldn't just check administration? No, it's probably fine. Maybe
if you want to check it.
Okay, I'll be quick.
Right.
Oh no, I'll come with you.
No, I'm coming with. Just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not standing on my own.
You head to administration?
Yeah.
Okay. So you head through to administration. Administration consists of a significant amount of filing, in terms of like literally it's filing cabinets and so on. There doesn't appear to be anyone in there currently. It also doesn't frankly appear to have been used in a while. Mm-hmm. And you notice that there appear to be like stock quotas and reports and so on. They're about a year out of date. And it's quite messy and appears to have been kind of largely abandoned as a place.
This is a slightly wider character thing. Uh-huh. The cell would be aware of damage that had been done and things that had been taken from their village and from others, including...
What you can tell at a glance is that, at a guess, looking at the dates on paperwork and so on, administration stopped being administered at the time that basically the thugs started getting a lot more thuggy and a lot more aggressive, and it went from like, you know, initially it was like, oh, please donate, to sort of attacks, to basically a shakedown. This kind of ties in from when it went from a very heavy tax in inverted commas to a shakedown.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's about trying to remember the amount of damage done to nearby villages, because you said places were almost abandoned.
Whether
there would be things that could be taken back that might help fix them.
From this room, not in a way that you can tell. In terms of the room, by the way, it's not large, by the way. Like, administration for something of this size is a joke. It's mostly basically a quartermaster's study.
Well, they clearly don't have human resources, so like...
No, right? It's real weird.
Okay, so basically quick scan of the room. Is anything in here relevant to the weird master plans? Or is it all just, oh, here are my thugs, here's their employment records?
If there was an admin thing for where the squids are going to be on patrol, that is what we're particularly
very
looking for.
Much no. This is very much... Thug administration.
This is the thuggy human side of the Showin
absolutely,
operation.
Cool. Absolutely.
We don't spend too long.
Yeah. Okay. So, barracks next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, heading through to the barracks, you turn a couple of corners, and then, you find yourselves at the barracks. It has another one of those pressure doors, actually, but in terms of the barracks, it is horrible. It stinks. It is in very poor nick. It has been slept in recently, clearly, like well populated. There is muck on the floor. There appears to have been a card game halfway through. It looks like people left in a hurry, but not in a panic, if that makes sense. So it's a mess. The sheets are all soiled. Like, it's not a It's a pretty rank place, if I'm honest. No windows, obviously. It's
we are quite. If there were, I'd be impressed.
Yeah, it's not much. There's a footlocker at the end of each cot, and in terms of how many cots, you're looking all told at about 50 tops. So it's a large room, but we are talking military-style barracks that are in complete disarray. Like, discipline doesn't really seem to factor into the thug boot camp.
Carry on through.
Yeah.
Heading through, you head through another pressure door. There's another helpful set of signs. So there's one that says, processing. There's one that points back to administration in the barracks, and there's one that points towards central control.
Can I just suggest that we pop our heads into processing to work out what it is? Because if there's any connection between the process by which he controls the kobold and the process by which the blue vein things happen, there may be some sort of thing to learn, maybe.
Makes sense.
All right.
Do you head to processing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Again, for all of these, there's a decent walk between them. You're starting to suspect that people have retrofitted natural caverns, so they're a little bit circuitous. If you were a kobold, it's the shape a kobold warren would take, really. But nonetheless, you are heading through, and then you head into processing. It's a larger cavern that appears broadly empty at this point, and it appears to have been empty for a while. There is significant amounts of machinery and alchemical tubing coming from the ceiling and so on. There are 8 metal table. Examination
is this
tables.
Where the ports got put in the kobolds next?
This is certainly a place where that kind of thing has been happening. They are tiltable tables with foot and hand cuffs.
Are they kobold sized?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Right, well, that's what they're processing.
This is disgusting.
It is a room for priming people for horrible things.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh.
I would so like to do a knowledge engineering-y type thing. I don't know what it would be, to see if there is anything that is blue vein relevant.
Give me a knowledge engineering, and I'll see what comes out of it.
I mean, that is only a 15.
No.
Okay.
It's quite difficult to, like, as far as you can tell, here is a room where kobolds are maybe prepped in some way so that the stuff has more of an effect. This isn't even the place where the stuff is administered.
Mm.
It is probably, your educated guess is, when you were setting up, you would need to deal with kobolds in batches, not an entire kobold set in one go.
Yeah.
And as a result, that's what this is. It doesn't really
probably
seem...
Didn't. Yeah, once they processed everyone. Okay, right, well, this is just horrible, not informative.
Right.
So, useful distinction. But let's... Pivots on their back heel. Let's go.
Central control.
Yes.
And that is a sensible place, I think, to end the episode as we power towards central... Central control, he says, but having...
We've been to
big,
real central...
Yeah,
we've been to the actual
big
central
big air quotes on what central control might be for a thug warren.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
No.
Terrible people.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Welcome to Misery Bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've un-miseried a little bit, so, you know.
And on the bright side, you can dig your way out through your enemies.
Yep.
Well,
got a couple of fireballs.
I've got a lot of bombs, so there won't be much left.
Yeah. I've got a lot of anger.
Yeah. It's more like, it's less digging and more wading.
These enemies have a big storm coming.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.